For the last 3 months or so, we have myself and three other youth who are Boy Scouts, and all Eagle Scouts, I might say, have been going through a program called God and Life. And it's a program especially for Boy Scouts, and each different denomination has a little bit different way of doing things. But this is a way to help the boys. In many cases in Boy Scouts, the Boy Scouts are the boys' church. And so that may sound kind of odd, but I know, like for my dad, that's the way it was. And so he celebrates Boy Scouts because of how they show how to live honorably, how to glorify God through what you say and what you do and what you think. But this God and Life program feeds right into that and helps the boys in a more intimate way understand who God is in their life and how that relates to them. And the three boys who have gone through this program this year are Tyler Davis, Alan Dockery, and Tyler Mutch. And I invite them to come forward, as well as their parents and guardians. Looking good. Yeah, just get behind your boy there. This is always very special to me as a pastor to not only get to know these guys better, with all the laughter and sometimes frustration, right, boys? But it is a great time that I'm honored that I have been able to get to know these guys, and all three of them are going to do confirmation, I understand, so I'll be able to continue that relationship for a little bit more. But I just want to say, they asked that I read some things here, and I just want to make sure I do this correctly. The church seeks to provide opportunities for worship, for study, for service, and for fellowship as one means of nurture and growth for the development of Christian faith and discipleship. Our church uses the God and Country Program Series. A young person voluntarily chooses to enroll in the God and Country program under the supervision of the pastor. In committing oneself to this program, the young person chooses to go beyond the regular expectations of church school experiences to become involved in an intentional and personal study program. It is a program which requires a commitment of time and energy to study and to act out the faith, along with an expectation to seek to continue in growth. The young person seeks to follow the example set by Jesus, for it was recorded that he grew and became strong. He was full of wisdom, and God's blessings were upon him. Luke 2, verse 40. And I say at this time that, tell you what, I'll come to you since the parents are behind you there. Tyler Davis. You have fulfilled the requirements for the God and Life badge and the God and Life. Tell you what, I'll just give that to you because knowing my luck, I would pin it to your skin. So, and a little blood never hurt. And it's an honor to present this to you if you have fulfilled all the requirements. Yes. Here is your pin for Mom. And here's your Tyler, it is an honor. It is an honor to let you know that you have fulfilled all the requirements for the God and Life program. Here is your medal. Aren't these wonderful looking medals that they get? Do you notice something on the altar that looks similar? There you go, and this is for your mom. Alan Dockery. It is an honor that I can present this to you, for you have fulfilled all the requirements for God and Life. There it is. This is for you. This is for your mom. Here are your... Now,